Medford Coaches Show on KRFO is presented by KSW Roofing and Heating, Horizon Eye Care Center, as well as Hy-Vee Foods of Owatonna. Jerome Johannes is the football coach for the Tigers. Had Randolph in town. Randolph, a highly ranked team, had an unbeaten season going until they lost to Blooming Prairie last week. 41-7, Randolph gets the victory, and the Tigers might have been a little undermanned, which didn't help Jerome when it comes to playing a really good football team.
Yeah, we were a little undermanned. We had just coming out at this team, we knew they were really talented, and they're a really tall football team, and they're a pass offense. And right from the get-go, their first play, they ran a quick slant for a touchdown, and we were just really on our heels the rest of the game. They played an outstanding game against us. Not having Willie Van Ruden at quarterback certainly changed our offense quite a bit. We never got into a rhythm at all the entire game. The field was in pretty good condition, but yet it was still wet, and we slipped quite a bit. Jerome had a couple good runs, but he never was able to break that last tackle that he normally is able to. And so they really just bottled us up offensively and then defensively. I mean, I give them 100% credit. They did a fantastic job against us. They were able to get the quick strikes, quick slants on us the entire night, and we just couldn't get a rhythm when it seemed like they had all the rhythm last night.
So it was mostly through the air that Randolph did its damage?
They did. We thought that their quarterback was a pretty good runner, and when they would get us into like a position where we thought they'd pass the ball, they did get us outside a couple times, but we did a really good job of bottling up their run. But they didn't have to run the ball very much because their short passing game was working just as effectively for them to get just chunks of yards here and there.
Were the Tigers ever able to sustain many drives or penetrate deep into Rocket territory?
We, you know, in the first half, we had one really good drive where we brought it all the way down to the 20-yard line, I believe it was, but it just stalled out there. Just a couple of mental penalties with a holding call and a false start really kind of put us back. But after that, we just really wasn't able to get much going. And I think just the timing and the rhythm, especially with not having Willie, just really kind of threw everything off. We started a sophomore quarterback, Justin Ristel, who did a phenomenal job in the first half as quarterback, and we're really proud with his effort. Mm-hmm. In the second half, we just wanted to get something going on running the ball. So we put Josiah Hedinson at quarterback just so we can establish some running, and he ran extremely hard. Eventually, in the fourth quarter or third quarter, getting a touchdown with Jerome with a nice trap up the middle.
What's the prognosis for Willie?
Right now, he's got a concussion, and at this point, we're just going to wait to see how it happens or what happens with him. There's no timetable on that right now, so we'll just wait and see how he feels from week to week, and we just hope that he just feels better.
Kenyon Wanamingo will be the opponent next week on the road for Medford. What are you expecting from? What do you know about the Knights?
We know that from watching film, they run the ball hard. They haven't had much of luck recently with a lot of the games they played. They played a pretty tough schedule up to this point. But if I know anything about Weamy and the Knights, is that they're prepared for every single team. I'm most impressed with how physical they are, especially in the trenches. And I think that's what certainly keeps them into a lot of the games. They're just, and I don't doubt that they will bring their physicality into the game on Friday, and we just got to be able to match that. And hopefully with another week under our belt, whoever the quarterback is, that we'll be able to get some rhythm ourselves.
All right, Randolph gets the win yesterday, 41-7 over Medford. Tigers go on the road to Kenyon Wanamingo, and then another road game after that. So a couple of road games to wrap up on the season from here on out. Coach Johannes for Medford, I appreciate the time. Jerome, thank you very much, and good luck getting ready for a big one next week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, Medford Coaches Show, KRFO and the KRFO app.